Joining me this morning to talk about paths across the Pacific, I have Bertha Karas and Michaela Dunlap. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Something unusual about this interview is often, and what's going to happen the rest of the week, is I'll have a lot of the presenters come and talk about the conference. But the two of you have been attendees of the conference. And I'm going to start with you, Michaela. I mean, not only are you attendee, but you're also now a committee member. But this conference sort of had a charismatic moment for you.
It did. I attended my first Paths Across the Pacific when I was in high school here in Sitka. And it was something that really enriched my education, I guess. I opened my eyes to a field that I later went on to study, anthropology. And I was always deeply interested in the movement of people across the ocean. It makes so much sense to me, and it's exciting to learn about. And some of the speakers that presented at those early conferences, namely Ben Finney, was one that I really it got me excited. This is a famous anthropologist who was crucial to building the Hokulea canoe in the 70s, which was the catalyst for bringing back traditional Hawaiian sailing to Hawaii. And he wanted to prove that Hawaiians purposefully sailed from Tahiti to Hawaii and could complete this kind of voyage, and he did so. And listening to him speak and going up and talking to him after and sharing my excitement was something I remembered when I was in school in Hawaii. I was able to be a crew member on the traditional Hawaiian sailing canoe Io Sepa. And because of my experience with Ben Finney, I sought that out, and it was just one of the most exciting things I've ever been able to be a part of. So it's kind of come full circle, and I've been able to learn a lot more about migration of people.
Now, I'm not sure we can assure this for every attendee that they're going to find their purpose in life, make great professional connections, and get a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So as a high school student, were you eager to attend this conference? Did you feel like it was for everyone, or were you afraid it was going to be too academic?
Honestly, there are only a few of us there, but I wish that more of my classmates had taken part, and I would recommend it for anyone. The topics vary greatly within anthropology and oceanography. Everything from pottery that is the same in Japan as it is in certain Native American groups to drift objects. Beachcombers would enjoy it. There's a wide variety of topics, and I would recommend you attend.
So there's a little something for everyone, for sure. And Bertha, you've been an attendee as well. Is there anything you're looking forward to specifically this year?
Well, I think they're pretty much in things like what happened in Japan, all the things that'll be coming to our shores, and I'm sure a lot of it's come already.
So that debris. Mm-hmm. That is a good topic. What attracted you initially to the Paths Across the Pacific conference?
Well, I think it was a migration of people, and I've learned about the migration since I was a little girl from my parents. And Sitka Bay, as you know, a lot of it, that we feel that our people came through Sitka Bay. And Sitka Bay is actually an Indian word. It's called Sitka. So Sid means glacier. So it doesn't mean that there was a glacier there at one time that our people came under and came to this part of the country. And when they came down to the ocean, to Sitka, there was no trees on Mount Edgecombe, Japanski Island, when my grandmother was a little girl. And she means rocks. And ah means lake. So that's where the sheet aka comes in. And we called the ocean the walking lake because the tides came in and out. And I could go on and on about different things that my parents told me about the migration and how they just loved the ocean for the food that it brought to us and all.
So this was a story you knew as a young person. Why is this story maybe not known to others? Why isn't this story being told to everyone?
Well, for a long time, we were suppressed from our ways, and we had to go into the Western culture. And even at that age, my mother didn't teach me beading because she let me go to work as a 14-year-old at the movie house to sell popcorn and tickets and stuff like that. And so it eliminated me from learning our beading and stuff. But as it came back, my mother taught two of my children the beading.
Oh, that's fun. That it did get carried on, that tradition.
Oh, yes. They're really famous around the state for their beadwork with antique beads.
You sound very proud.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela, is there anything controversial, maybe, about some of the topics this year?
There is. A lot of these anthropologists are quite used to controversy. A lot of their theories are not widely accepted by the whole anthropological community, and academia can be kind of that way, but that's why I find it so exciting. These are kind of fresh ideas, and if you haven't come with an open mind and listen to the research and little clues and bits and pieces that are coming together, it makes for just, it's kind of like a mystery that's unraveling before you. It's really fun.
Do you need to come in with an open mind when seeing these speakers?
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who hasn't attended before, what's in store? Are these long talks? Am I going to hear somebody just read their academic paper, or is it in small sound bites?
Think Whale Fest, but anthropology based.
Okay, so folks will maybe speak for 30 minutes, and mm-hmm. Is there a time to for Q&A? For question and answer time?
Yeah, there will be. And there's going to be little lunch sessions if you would like. You can purchase a sack lunch and stick around and hang out with the speakers and ask them whatever you want and get to know them personally. And there'll also be that chance at our opening and closing dinner. You can purchase tickets for that as well. And if you want, I mean, you can become friends with some of these people while they're here.
And, I mean, look at the opportunities. I mean, you mm-hmm. met one of the presenters probably not thinking you were going to see him again and be in a canoe, so mm-hmm. to speak. Do you think, Michaela, you will present one day at the conference?
I would like to. I've presented to the Paths Across the Pacific Committee about my experiences on the IOSEPA and as a crew member. But maybe someday it'll go further than that.
I suggest multimedia. Start finding those photos now. Well, if folks want to know more about Paths Across the Pacific, where can they go online? Is there a website? I think it's pathsacrossthepacific.org, or you can look at the community calendar.
That is correct. That's the website.
Fantastic. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Bertha Karras and Michaela Dunlap. We'll be sure to see you there at the conference. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.